Postman Pat and the Firework Party by John Cunliffe.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For George, another lover of bright colours. Chapter 1. Jam Time. It was autumn in Greendale. The leaves were falling. The wind came and made the leaves dance and whirl. They made leaf drifts on roads and paths. Katie and Tom tried to catch the little spinning wings that fell from the sycamore trees. They gathered conkers under the great chestnut trees in the top field. Everyone was busy. Miss Hubbard was making jam. Her kitchen was full of baskets of fruit, blackberries, apples, and plums. The jam pan was bubbling on the stove. "That smells good," said Pat, as he came up the garden path with the letters.
"Pop some in your bag," said Miss Hubbard. "I have plenty. It's been a very good year for fruit."
Dorothy Thompson was making big jars of pickle and chutney and apple jelly. She had a basketful ready for Pat and put it in his van when he came with the letters.
"Lovely," said Pat. "Thanks very much."
At Greendale Farm, the damsons were ready. They had been up ladders all week picking the fruit.